My name is Sophia. I'm 10 years old and a fifth grade student at Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Elizondo Lopez. What I learned from Elizondo Lopez is to always be passionate and not be afraid to try something new. When Elizondo was little, she was passionate about getting a dog. When she was growing up, every day she would beg her mom, "Can I get a dog?" And every day her mom would say no. When she went to school, there was one English class, and even though no one else took it, Elizondo was willing to try it. Elizondo Lopez was born in Barcelona, Spain. In many ways, Elizondo was raised like an American child. She went to school, she studied, and then she went to college. She grew up in a small apartment with only one bathroom, which could be a problem in the morning. As a child, Elizondo really wanted to get a dog, but her apartment was way too small for a dog. At her school, she took an English class, but apart from that, all of her classes were in Spanish. Some differences between Spain and America include the sizes of homes and lunch. Homes in Spain are much smaller than homes in America. In Spain, lunch is such an important meal that Spanish people make a lot of time for, but in America, we eat lunch so fast. Elizondo had some challenges after moving to America, but a lot of people helped her get settled. When Elizondo immigrated to America, her boyfriend, who is now her husband, was here in Pittsburgh to welcome her. One of the first things she did when she arrived in Pittsburgh was go to the pet store and pick out a dog. It was a miniature schnauzer. After she unpacked all her stuff, she realized she had more space in her house and she got another miniature schnauzer. Adjusting to a new city or country can be hard. When Elizondo first rode a bus, she did not realize that you pay at the end. She kept forcing the bus driver to take her money at the start, and the bus driver thought she was crazy. Also, when it was close to the holidays, Elizondo was often confused on why the air smelled like cinnamon. Her words were, "Why cinnamon? Why cinnamon? Why not nutmeg?" In 2005, Elizondo got really sick, and her stomach almost stopped working. She had to get a feeding tube, and that is when she realized how homesick she really was. When she got sick, she realized she missed her parents very, very much. When she got to Pittsburgh, she got her PhD at the University of Pittsburgh. After she graduated, Elizondo got the job there as a chemist. What I learned from Elizondo is that no matter how different your surroundings are from what you are used to, you shouldn't be afraid to try something new. Elizondo's choices will affect my life because they will show me that even if no one else is doing it, I can give it a shot and might end up loving it. My hopes for future fifth graders are that they enjoy this experience as much as I do. Thanks again, Elizondo, for your time. It was very interesting getting to know about your life.